I'm so excited you decided to join me for Glorious Living. This program is going to encourage you to keep using your faith voice, so get ready to be transformed by God's Word. I'm Kathy DuPlantis, and it's always a blessing for me to welcome you into Studio C. And today is a very special program because I have my daughter Jody with me, as well as Chrissy.
Yes, Jody Pelody's back in Studio
C. Glad to be here.
Yeah, yes. We're so glad that you're back. And, you know, this is going to be a special program because we've started something new this year where we're focusing in on the partner letter that Jesse writes every day, my husband, your dad.
Every month.
Every month, excuse me. Yeah, thank
Once
you.
Once a month.
Once a month.
That'll be
every
a lot.
Every week is too much.
It's already preaching. It's doing
but,
a lot.
Yes. So this week, we want to start off with the month of February,
yes,
because this is a great theme that the Lord gave him, and we've been just embracing it, talking
yes
about it. But today's program will be focused on the letter that Dad writes and you help him with.
It's so good, and I love it because we're starting to include it in our magazine in 2026, a portion of it, and it's actually in our February magazine. Look at this beautiful, glorious lady on the cover. Well, I love it, and if you open it up, you have so much awesome content, articles, things like that, but we're starting to put the partner letter each month in the magazine.
Or at least a portion of it. I think
yes
January we put the whole thing.
Yes.
And this year he said he's writing them a little shorter because they sometimes get 4 pages long,
yeah,
but he's shortening them up to like 2 pages. Mm-hmm. Front and back, maybe something like that, but
yeah
we'll see. And so it's really a great study.
It really
it is.
It is
a blessing, and it's one of the things that the partners look forward to because they know the way Dad gives this to me is a handwritten letter.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever seen my dad's handwriting, it leads a little bit Holy Spirit just to get it in this form for you.
A lot of Holy
it's
Spirit.
A lot of work.
So he sits, he writes, uh-huh, he writes on the plane sometimes when he's going because he's busy. But it's very important to him. In fact, he thinks it's so important, right? So it's not always something that he preaches that you're going to hear. So it is a benefit, I guess, for the partners. And they really love it because it's something very specific. And he focuses on usually, in the last few years, a theme.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he goes off because he says, this is what the Holy Spirit told me. But he'll sit there, he writes it edge to edge. No paragraph breaks, very little punctuation.
Prints.
And he goes
fast.
Right? And then he comes and he'll call me and he wants to read it to me. Like it is not just something he's just spitting out.
Wow. He reads it to
that
me too.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming to Kathy, you gotta hear this.
And he feels like it's for those who are like connected in and, you know, regularly connected in to help them.
And, you know, a lot of partners wait for this letter.
Yes.
I have several friends who
mm-hmm
I'm real close to, and they'll say, oh, I got the letter, and I'm studying it, breaking it down, and it just blesses me so much. So this is a tool that God is using to help so many people.
Yes.
Some pastors, sometimes we'll get like feedback that they're using it as a Bible study, you know, to bring out or something that they're, so it goes forth even further than we know.
I love it.
And what a blessing.
Right. And this year, he's got the theme of use your faith voice.
Yeah.
Basically, and it's based on Romans chapter 4, verse 17, that says, God calls those things that be not as though they were.
Amen.
Yes.
So this is what we do. We're using our faith voice.
Yeah. So if you were following, you know that last year was create your world and walk in it. This is almost piggybacked off the how do we create our world? How are we walking in it? By faith. And so his for this year is I only say what faith says and I only use my faith voice. So each month he's kind of focusing on a different way of that. But this is February, so it's still establishing the main one. And I love this one because it has, sometimes he does little stories from the scripture. Sometimes it's just straight themed out like that. But this one focuses on what faith is, why Abraham's called the father of faith. And then it goes on to talk about the Shunammite woman and gives her as an example of faith and
which,
how it is amazing.
It's so
yeah
powerful.
She's like my favorite, one of my favorite ladies in the whole Bible.
She is awesome.
Like all those words.
Her. Yes, and she says, it is
Shunammite.
Well. She called it done.
She was
used
a Gentile woman
voice
and who went to the prophet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, the prophet came to her because she said, I kept noticing that this man would come by. Let's build him a room. Let's prepare a place for him.
Right.
And so this is why, I mean, I love it when a woman gets it. You know what
Amen.
I'm saying?
Come on, y'all get it?
And what she realized, though, is that she was a barren woman. So she had a need. And in her time, not having children was considered like a great curse. You
sure
know? So, you know, he's the one who prophesied that over her, that she had a son because of him.
Mm-hmm.
And this son grows up. He's out in the field one day. I don't know if you know the story. You can probably, I don't know, where is the scripture reference for that one? 2 Kings chapter 4. But he's basically out in the field one day helping his dad. And he just has this huge pain in his head, and he starts crying out and kind of collapses. They bring her boy, he's older now, to her, and before you know it, he's dead on her lap. Mm. Now, this was a promise that the prophet had given her, you know, and so she immediately realized, I need to go back to the one who prophesied. So in this time, you know, they didn't have Jesus yet. So we have Jesus, we go straight to Jesus. We don't always have to find someone. The prophet is still valuable and valid. But for her, this was her connection.
Right.
I think lately when I'm looking at this, and especially this one this morning when I just kind of reread it, I want to kind of go back to Abraham with the faith, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
can I read that
this.
A little bit?
Please.
So the theme again is I only say what faith says. I only use my faith voice. That's this right. is just the catchphrase to help you kind of put your teeth into something and have a memory, right, mm-hmm. to remind yourself. I'm going to read the first paragraph here. In Romans 4, 16, 17, this is before the Shunammite woman here. We're talking about Abraham.
Right.
It talks about faith in God. And Dad says, I want you to see the context. And I want you to notice what I put in boldface type because that is the scriptural foundation for this year's theme. So this is the chunk. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be also by grace to the end, the promise might be sure. The promise might be sure. Remember the Shunammite woman in that. That son was her promise, right? Mm-hmm. That it might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, meaning the Jews, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him who he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead. We talk about the Shunammite woman and her son.
Yeah.
And calleth those things which be not, as though they were. So Dad says, to me, that's as good as it gets when you're explaining faith. It's telling us that the promise of blessing on Abraham's life is for us, and not just those of us who are in the actual biological lineage of Abraham, but for those of us who have the faith of Abraham, who called those things as be not as though they were until they came to pass. Mm-hmm. He believed God in the manner of God. And I love that part of this, mm-hmm. because a lot of people say a lot of good things, and you can speak affirmations all day long. If your heart and your mind aren't aligned with that, you're not going to see the results that you would like to have. Mm-hmm. If you're constantly going back and forth, then you're like a reed tossed in the wind. Right, so the Shunammite woman shows us something that is really focused because she sees Elisha as her connection. Abraham shows us that the real connection is to God. So the connector part to me is the powerhouse part of faith. You know, we know even Jesus saying, you know, how do you pray? You start with our Father who art. The first word is our. That's
right.
A unity word. It is about connection.
Yes.
Our Father. He is our Father. So what is it? Where is he? Then he goes on to that. In heaven.
Yes.
I'm connected to my Father. I'm connected to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
My faith. And Abraham says, I'm talking like God. I'm using my faith voice. I'm only saying what faith says.
Yes, I love
right?
that. Right?
I mean, that's so we have to start seeing our faith. It's not just something that's like the worldly affirmations, but that is it's about being really in line with God, not, you know, holding to a form of godliness and doing the right things, but denying the power thereof. God is the power source. He's our Father. Do you know what I'm saying? And Abraham sees that. The Shunammite woman looks to Elisha that way as my power. So connection is so valid and important.
Gosh, I love that.
Me. And when it comes to actually using faith and not just saying something for all your life and never getting it.
Right.
Yeah, woo, that was powerful.
I was like,
you're my connection right now, Jody.
Well,
yeah,
but look, an important part is connecting. All you know, the life is really weird right now. I watch a lot of science shows, and there's a lot going on. You got AI. You have so many things going on in the world that all are all information sources. Sometimes you're watching, you don't even know if you're watching a real person.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's just pattern recognition and finding the algorithm and pushing you in either direction. What is the most important thing? Faith in God. What does it start with? Connection. What is that about? Meaning.
Right.
What is meaningful?
I love
you know,
that.
In a world of like crazy, it's only what's meaningful that's going to last. When you're on your deathbed, you're not thinking about all that stuff. You're
that's
thinking about
right.
the people you knew,
yep.
the Lord you're going to. these things about meaning are like a core thing that God's kind of been showing me lately,
and
how faith relates to that.
Yeah, people are losing that recognition that God is my source. He is my, I'm using my faith voice to connect with the Lord.
Our Father.
It's a unity.
Who calleth those things that be not as though they were until they are.
Yeah, and you know, that's really the divine partnership, us connected to God. Mm-hmm. But God connects us, wants us to be connected to Him, but He also wants us to connect with others that He of like precious faith.
Yes.
And when you were talking about connection, I thought about this verse of scripture in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. It says, "And again I say unto you that if two of you mm-hmm. shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father mm-hmm. which is in heaven," which ties in with your prayer. Mm-hmm. But this is why it's important that while we establish partnership, what we establish partnership mm-hmm. here in this ministry, and why we're so appreciative for all of our
yes,
partners,
absolutely.
Because we're praying for you, believing God with you, and the letter that Jesse gets from God, he writes it down, and he knows it's for him, but it's also for you.
Oh, yes.
And so we're glad that we have this opportunity to study it together, because we believe that God changes things when we agree in prayer. He's in our midst,
yes.
and he wants us to be connected. This is why it's so important. And this letter teaches us about the divine connection that God had with Abraham. And then it goes into this February issue about...
Yes. Let's talk about the Shunammite woman.
The Shunammite woman.
Because
awesome.
She has a connection to Elisha, like our partners have a connection to Dad.
Correct.
Right. So she is looking to him sometimes for guidance, for prayer, for the laying on of hands, for a miracle in her body. You know, all of us have people in our life, but we don't always have people who can do that for us.
Well, first she was looking.
So
she
it's
was
nice.
Looking,
yeah,
first, she
fine.
Was looking to see how she can be a blessing to him. She knows
oh,
she
know,
came by
before even
and
that.
She cared
yeah.
for him. And so then when she,
so heart's
the
so
principle
right.
is there is when you give to God, God's going to want to give back to you.
Yes.
And so Elijah says, "What can we do for this woman? She's been so good to us." Mm-hmm. And that's when the servant says, "Well, she don't have a baby. She don't have a child, and her husband's old." So he says, "You tell her this time next year you're going to have a son." And that happened. The miracle happened. And
right.
then you enter into this story with the point where the child is older.
Notice what the devil does. He comes to steal exactly
the promise
right. which is what Abraham, the whole scripture Ooh. Says in the beginning, right, that the promise might be sure.
Mm-hmm.
The faith, oh, it makes me want to just cry, because you can see so many things in the Bible that are connected. If the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit open your eyes.
Yes.
He says, "He's going to lead and guide
That's
me to all
good.
Truth." So that I open the Bible and you show me the thing I need to know. Not everything we all need to know. That's why the book is so big. You can
That's
spend your whole
right.
life, you'll never get it fully, but He's going to give you what you need to know in the time that you need to know it. If you listen and then you open your heart, Shunammite woman's heart is real open. She understands her connection to this man who is connected to God. We understand that through Jesus Christ, we don't have to always find just a person, although a person is necessary too.
Yes.
Because connection matters.
Yes.
Family
it does.
Matters. And family, what does Jesus say? Who is my mother? Who is my brother? Those that do the will of God,
yes.
right? So maybe you have no good family in one way, or maybe you're abandoned by that family, mm-hmm. or maybe they're just not guiding you in the right way. You find the people
you
that are connected
them.
To you, and you know it.
Yes.
It connects to your spirit. It's something that's kind of hard to
no,
quantify.
No, it's,
you know?
it's beautiful, and it's
yeah.
so true, because there are a lot of you watch us every week on these
that's
Glorious
right,
Living programs.
It?
We've been doing this for quite some time, and I know that God, this is your connection to what God is doing in your life, not just this program, but all the programs that we do here at Jesse Duplantis Ministries,
mm-hmm.
because of our partners that help us. We have so many different wonderful opportunities for you to grow and be nurtured, but we love it when you join in and send us your comments. In fact, Chrissy, I think, has one
I do.
Today.
I love it. And I love that you're staying connected with us. Like Pastor Kathy said, it's so important for us to hear your praise reports, that you're being blessed by the ministry. It gives us encouragement to keep going for the gospel and to spread it all over the world. This is a glorious story that someone posted on YouTube. It says, "I have so much I want to share with you about how much God has blessed me through your ministry. Without you, Brother Jesse, and your teachings about God, I would never be blessed like I am." And that just encourages me so
that.
Much, because this partner letter and all of the things we do, it's all about being blessed, being overwhelmed by the blessings of God, spiritually, physically, financially, that it's possible and that it's for you now.
Yeah. So and how to do it.
And how to do
and
it.
And the partner letters really are pretty practical, and I make sure of that. Because
yes.
I'm practically minded in a lot of ways, you know. And so sometimes when Dad has a real, like, long-range vision, sometimes, and I have to say, "What did you mean by that? explain that to me. I'm not quite grasping it because he's going fast, right? And the Holy Spirit's giving it to the Holy Spirit, and then I'm reading something very plain. So there, when you do get this as a partner, or you read it this year as you get the magazine, some portion of it, realize that it's come from the Holy Spirit, and we're trying to make it practical for you to succeed in life.
Right.
Yeah.
The way God would want you to, and to find other people of like precious faith, which is this ministry, other ministries you may follow, your church, your friends, mm-hmm. and learn how to have meaningful connections that bless other people as you're blessed. Because whatever you get here, you're supposed to kind of pass it on.
Right. Of course.
In your way. Right. You know, you're not called to be Jesse Duplantis. You're called to be you.
That's
but
right.
Can we learn from my dad? Absolutely.
Oh, yes,
can
you? Indeed.
I learn from Chrissy. Can she learn from me? You know, it's iron sharpeneth iron kind of thing. And that's what this is, a big old stick of iron.
We're
sharpened.
We sharp.
So let's talk about the Shunammite. Can we do that?
Well, let's do that.
Okay. So the Shunammite woman, I want you to see, okay, we know he passed away. It's on his lap. This is what she immediately does. She immediately goes to her connector. She's going to Elisha. She immediately headed out to see Elisha. She wanted a miracle. And the scripture tells us that her soul was vexed over the boy's death. I want you to notice, this is important to me because a lot of times in the faith community, there's this thought process that you can't have any emotion or show it, and that's like some kind of indicator of no faith. Mm-hmm. It isn't. It's an indicator of humanity and that you're hurt. She saw her boy die. You know, we remember that even when Lazarus, you know, Jesus cried with them.
Yes.
When he knew he was going to raise them.
Yes. Right. He was compassionate.
Yes, he's compassionate. Mm-hmm. And he feels, and God loves our humanity. So there's a course correct, though, always with faith. Sometimes there's just a lean into your own understanding, and you say, oh, no, I'm not going to lean into my understanding in all my ways. I'm going to
acknowledge
it. Yeah, right, exactly like that. So anyway,
good.
So you can read the whole story for yourself, Dad says, but I want you to notice her words. Before she saddled up the donkey to head out to see Elisha and tell him the problem, this woman says, it shall be well. The Shunammite woman had decided to calleth those things that be not as though they were about her dead son, whom she loved dearly. What was she doing? In the intensity of heartache, this woman was speaking the answer. Faith speaks the end. Faith speaks the answer. The thing I want you to notice, Dad says, most, is she went from it shall be well in verse 23 to it is well in verse 26. She goes from speaking it out like it's going to be a future thing to it's now, to the prophet Elisha when she's answering his question. Dad says, I want you to notice that nothing happened in between the it shall be well mm-hmm. and it is well mm-hmm. in the natural. Nothing changed. She changed, right? That boy was just as dead when she said it shall be well as when she said it is well. But something had shifted in the woman. Mm-hmm. She stopped putting off the answer to her faith. The Shunammite woman moved her faith into the now. So point one, and his message in this is when you remember God, your faith will turn your heart and eyes to heaven. I believe that between verses 23 and 26, that woman's faith kicked in. She took out the delay. Mm-hmm. She said what she wanted, not what she had.
Right.
Everyone wants now answers, but they forget how God works. They forget how faith works. They're always putting it in the future. Mm-hmm. So faith, Dad often says, is in the now. Amen. It's in calling those things that be not as though they were. It is the moving between it shall be well, I hope it's well, mm-hmm. I really hope it's well, I'm praying to God that it's gonna be well, to it will be well. And there's something that changes in the shifting in you. It's not just your words. There's an intensity to faith, mm-hmm. right? I mean, there's the spirit of faith. When you're praying in the Holy Spirit, He pops down, you'll get more faith. Mm-hmm. The word that you have in you, though, is what brings the faith.
Right, the word
builds it.
Her faith voice, she was using her faith voice and she said, it shall be well. And that built more faith within her. Her ears heard it because she was declaring it and she didn't waver from that. She stuck with her original confession. She didn't go back and forth like a roller coaster. She had a plan and she knew enough. God gave her that. God gives us this faith.
And she was vexed, it says. What is vexed? I saw the deep, intense pain. Mm-hmm. She is in the middle of this.
She's not
a superwoman. She's choosing a super path.
Right.
She's choosing to do something that God does, that Abraham does, that Elisha did.
Yeah.
Right? It's not that she's some kind of great superpower woman. None of us or God. But when we do things like God, we get some results like God says we're going to get.
Right.
Is that right?
Ooh, I'm doing
right
a prayer.
No,
like
you're totally
yes.
right. In fact, I was just thinking about how this brings us way back to Genesis chapter 1, how God gave us all the gifts, but the gift people keep forgetting about, he gave us dominion. He gave us subdue.
And we didn't do it.
Yeah.
He said, came to Eve, the woman. Mm-hmm. You know, that's another thing that you really have to think about when it comes to the devil, the lies of the devil, the problems of the world and all. You know, that he was an angel that was powerful. He's still powerful. He was above the throne reflecting glory, but he thought we were a threat. Mm-hmm. You don't come to, you know, you don't come to steal the power from somebody that you think is powerless.
Yep.
And he came to number two, the woman. We have great power as women. God put something different. He separated the man from the woman. There is something valuable that even Satan saw as a threat, which means your faith is a threat. This was a time they hadn't even fallen yet. They were in their purest form, and he's trying to undermine by with questioning of who God is, what God's character is. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
I mean, it bothers me in a way, but it also shows me, wow. Do you know how powerful you are?
Yeah.
Do you know how strong your faith is?
When
you're saying
don't.
Something, you don't have to go, No. The faith in you is enough because the God in you is enough.
Praise
and even
God.
Satan himself noticed it.
Woo, this is so good, Jody.
He noticed it, right?
I'll tell you
He noticed it. There's something powerful about you. And sometimes, you know, the world beats you down.
That's right.
It tells you what you aren't. It's always moving the stick of where you need to be and what you should do. Somebody's always trying to sell you something that tells you you're not good enough. You're good enough because you have the Lord, the Holy Spirit, and if you have the faith voice, then you're going somewhere to like Dad says, you're success going somewhere to succeed because you believe it. Abraham believed and it was counted to him to righteousness before even Jesus. God notices that faith.
Yeah, and you know, I was just thinking about how people thought, I can't live like that. Well, you know what? This Shunammite woman didn't have a lot of the advantages that we have or that
exactly.
maybe you have, but she believed God. And when you make that decision to believe God's promise, and even if you receive the promise and the enemy tries to come and take it away, you know that you can stand your ground and go back to the source, like Jody was saying in the beginning, go back to that connecting
connection
and recognize that you have someone that could stand with you to rebuke it. I mean, God gave me a message many years ago about bankrupt the devil, how the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But, you know, but when you catch a thief, he has to restore seven times. So, and all the substance of his house. So
right.
God
That's
has a plan
stuff.
That even when the enemy comes to rob, to kill, to destroy, God has a plan to help us to restore. What was that plan? He sent Jesus Christ to the earth to die on the cross for our sins, to restore the relationship, to restore the connection that Adam and Eve lost.
Come on.
This whole teaching, and should we just touch in on portions of it in the partner letter, but it is inspirational.
Yes.
And it will transform your life.
It will.
I love the way the dad says, tune out all the other voices in life and tune into your faith voice. This means you hear a lot of things. You have to tune into it. That's a choice you make, right?
Yes.
It's going to sound like God's voice because even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things that be not as though they were. I love this other part that he does say. He brings up Proverbs 27:19 that tells you just as water reflects your face, so the heart reflects the person.
Mm.
When you put the word into your heart and your mind, it will stir up your faith and it's going to affect who you are. And you're going to get to know your true self when you get to know who? Your Father and his word. Your true self is always going to be connected to the one who made you, your Father, your connector. It's how you access faith. You can't please me without faith. You can't please God without faith because you have to acknowledge that he exists.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? He exists as your Father, your Creator, who is where? In heaven, where your faith is connected to. A human being is this really strange thing. We don't even know really. Even science is always finding out new things to say, well, who are we? They think we're a brain. No, we're not just a brain, right? We know as believers that we're spirit.
Spirit.
They are now saying, oh, quantum physics, sure, something else. There's a field.
There's always
the electrons
something
are a state.
Say.
They're not just movable atoms. Well, you know, without the Holy Spirit, you know, you can only go by what you see, but there's a whole thing. The world that is seen was created by the world that is not seen. That is heaven. God is a spirit. We worship him in spirit and truth. When you honor God and his word and align up with him, you're using that power, that force of faith, and it changes things here because we're dual. Right?
Yes.
We're spirits. We know we're spirits. We know that when the Lord Jesus comes or our body goes into the grave or whatever, we're still us.
Mm-hmm.
We're still
Doesn't
us.
Change.
That's why we say, oh, I always say that to Meredith. There's no such thing as death. Yeah. And I'll say, why do we always say, oh, where'd they put the body? Or we'll say, this is my body. Ownership, my body. Well, who owns it? Me.
The
who
true
are
me,
you?
My
the
true
body?
Self.
No, you're not, because you said my body. And I always say, nobody says, you know, and say, oh, your brain dead. No, no, nobody says, who am I? Oh, I just can't. No, they go, I'm this, I'm that.
They feel. They touch the core.
They touch the core of themselves. There's a spirit inside of you. It links up to God's spirit. Abraham knew it. The Shunammite woman went looking for the prophet, but she still changed right in the middle. They're saying what she wanted, not what she had, using her faith voice. These partner letters are precious to me. I work on them every month, and you can see that they're precious to me because I'm passionate about them. Because I believe that my dad has been given some things that are really valuable and valid for today.
Yes.
For the world that we live in today, no matter how old he is. It's valid for today because it's based on a universal, old school truth.
It is.
That we need to be connected to God. And we were connected in the garden, and Satan stole it, and Jesus came to give us mm-hmm. the connection back.
Right.
And when we use the words that we've been given with authority mm-hmm. and with faith, we move right back into that kind of garden mentality.
Right. And we connect to God by things that we say.
Mm-hmm.
It happens in the natural. We get married by the things that we say. Do you take this bride? Do you take this husband?
Mm-hmm.
I do. God is looking for your
words
voice
matter,
to say
right?
what you want. When you get born again, you have to say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. I want to live for you. It's things that you say that connects you to God. And I believe that you're watching today and God is using this program to stir
yes.
you up, to let you know that God wants to hear your voice.
Right.
And your voice matters in heaven and
you're
in
powerful.
Earth. And we can pray this, and it's all because we've learned what the Word of God says, but we want to communicate it to you. Maybe this is things you already know, but God is using it to poke you and stir you up,
it
to
is.
Make you realize, get back into faith, get back to using your faith voice, and start changing things that are in your life that you know is not God's will. God has a will that He wants to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so this is why we're so I'm always so excited about how we can share with mm-hmm. what God gives my husband, Jesse, through his partner letter. And I believe that God is stirring you to recognize this belongs to you as well.
Yes,
and it's all because of our partners that we're even able to do this program. So I want to take a moment to thank all of our partners.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us all these years. Here it is. We're 50 years into the full-time into ministry.
Come on.
Reaching people and changing lives one soul at a time because God, we obeyed the voice of God. We used our faith voice and said, yes, Lord, we're going to go.
Amen.
And all this time, God has brought partners to help us to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this
Connectors.
Letter is so important to get out to
yeah.
you. And you know what? If you're not a partner, you can become. You can get this letter yourself every month in the mail to you, and it'll be a blessing to your life. And there's no amount to become a partner.
No,
just whatever the Holy Spirit puts on your heart.
Yeah.
Get
yeah.
that financial mm-hmm. connection, and you can go to jdm.org. PayPal or text to give, select to give. All that information is on the screen for your convenience because everybody has different ways that they like to connect mm-hmm. financially. But we believe that when you sow a seed into good ground, you get a harvest. So the connection is on so many levels. It's spiritually,
can't fit it
physically,
all here for
sure. and financially.
It's all mm-hmm. over.
So I'm so thankful Jody took the time to be here today.
Thank you for
too.
Having me. Let me kind of share the partner letter a little bit.
Yeah, it's always fun to have you here to just stir up the faith. And I know you're watching right now and you've gotten so much. I know I have just by sitting at this table. You've learned so much today. Take these principles and run with them. Start
Realize your
speaking
power.
Speaking the world.
Yeah.
Realize your power. Your identity is in your Father.
Yeah.
And that is so powerful. Just that one thing. I mean, I just want to encourage people, too, that we have our affirmations that are also in the magazine, and you get them with the partner letter, that you can start declaring this. We give you practical tools and things. You're like, oh, I don't know what to say. Well, we can help you with that, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's some faith affirmations.
You stick them on your makeup
mirror.
Yes. Stick them on your fridge or somewhere else.
Yes.
Something that helps you just to kind of course correct.
Course
right?
correction.
Just a course correction, or just to give you something good to say in the morning.
That's right. And
right?
it's
Starts
just a beautiful thing. So I know my faith's been stirred up. And I've been sharpened by Jody Pelosi.
Yes,
Pastor
I'm sharpened
Kathy.
By you, Dad. Thank you, Dad.
Yes, yes.
Thank you
thank
for
you
your
Holy
wisdom.
Spirit.
Yes.
And thank you, partners, for connecting with us and making it all possible.
Yeah, that's right.
We so appreciate Jody.
Yeah.
Thank you coming. I hope you'll come back next week on the next month for the next
good.
Partner letter
Absolutely.
From March. But
this
is something that you can have even today and get a copy of. I think there'll be a place online. Those
yes.
are our partners. Go back. If you haven't read it, maybe maybe it's already come in the mail or it's about to get there. But just make sure you get it. Take the time, because the Holy Spirit's going to show you something that will transform your life that specific day.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's so good.
Thanks, Jody, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Love you, Jody.
And y'all have an awesome day. Thanks for watching.
Chrissy, thanks for being here.
Love
and thank you
y'all.
So much for being here at Studio C, studying with us, talking about the partner letter. I hope to see you here next week, right here, and I'll look forward to seeing you and hearing all that God has ahead for us. God bless you. We're courageous in Jesus.
Kathy Duplantis's Glorious, a conference for women.
Why don't just brag on God a little bit? Because God really wants to elevate us and help us to step into a higher level.
Glorious, a conference for women, March 6th and 7th, 2026. For more information and free registration, go to jdm.org.